As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Hey, yeah, buddy. The sun is rising over Missouri, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. Yeah, we got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove. There's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, July the 28th, 2011, distracted two-hour broadcast to become vocal local. Coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Music caught me short. I was busy reading something else. I apologize. Of course, my name is William Roberts, I think. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each and every day. We do. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, wow, what a great book. Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness. Thomas Jefferson, Eric Peterson did a really good job pulling together a lot of delightful quotes. We're going to talk more about that today. But anyway, if you'd like to join in today's broadcast, it's easily done. You can log on and bookmark Become Vocal Local to engage in our chat room discussion. You can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast. If you have unlimited long-distance access, you can call in at 512. Does anyone use that number? 512-904-8014. Join us live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. You also send ideas for shows. Guest, blah, blah, blah. My email contact information, all that can be found at Become Vocal Local. It's been there for 3 years. Go up there and visit that spot. If you're new this morning, I'm distracted. Let's go right into it. Precious metals volatility, debt debacle, global insecurity, safe haven buying. We'll talk about that in the market report this morning. Asian markets reacting to the loss of U.S. consumer goods dumping ground. That's right. Markets are drying up over here. The new world of Henry St. Simon. This is where I really want to go today. The positive science, communal ghosts, light and liberty, wisdom of Confucius, August Comte, Henry St. Simon. I have books stacked up all around. I've been reading all morning. Anyway, we'll go into all of that. Let's go into our market report for this morning. Put it behind us. Thursday, July the 28th, 2011. Active trading out of New York City. As of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, but an hour ago, found gold trading up 90 cents. At $1,615, I'm loving this, $1,600 gold. Yeah, up 90 cents at $1,615 an ounce. Silver off 9 cents at $40.15 an ounce. Platinum off 4 bucks at $1,788. Palladium up $3 at $827 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,611.70. For a low, $16.21 even for a high, $10.30 spread there. But at $16.15, your gold is up $451.70. Pinch me. Year to year for a 38.83% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Gold Fix, the London Bullion Market Association, they set the price at $1,617.50. Lots of volatility in the market, up and down and up and down, staggering like a drunk. The SPDR gold shares in the last 48 hours have added 3.03 metric tons into their electronic treasure chest. Claiming to hold this morning, 1,244.80 metric tons, valued at $65 billion. Big, big hands, deep, deep pockets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, yeah, it took a thrumping yesterday, closing down 199 at 12,303. The NASDAQ off 75 at 2765. The S&P 500 off 27 at 1305. Crude oil this morning up 15 cents. We'll talk about that in the market reports as well. At $97.55 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The U.S. dollar index this morning up a little stronger at 25 basis points at 74.31. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, July the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to July, Monday through Friday, right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and finish up our market report again, just briefly. Gold, again, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. You can go up on the Kitco's website and check it out for yourself. A lot of action in the gold market this morning. But gold, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time an hour ago, was up 90 cents at $1,615. Where it's going to close out today, I don't know. Set a record yesterday again, another all new record high. Spit it out, Willie. Silver this morning off 9 cents at $40.15 a troy ounce. Platinum off $4 at $17.88, and palladium off $3 at $827. Well, that's just about all of that. Again, crude oil up this morning 15 cents at $97.55 for those 42 gallon barrels of light sweet crude. The USDX, the dollar index, up 25 basis points at 74.31. We've got a lot more there, but I want to get right on into this stuff. The economy calendar this morning is pretty grim. Things are not looking too good. Anywhere you look, it's always just a little bit slower than it could be and should be. Here's one, the Beige Book. The Beige Book, prepared for the August 9th FOMC meeting, indicates that economic activity continued to grow in the period since the last report. However, the pace has moderated in many districts. The good news, as the consumer spending has picked up, albeit modestly. So we can only understand from this report, this Beige Book, if this is what's been prepared for the Federal Open Market Committee meeting, that these people are being fed just the same kind of mushroom food that you and I are fed on a regular basis. If this is what's being handed to them, we're in trouble. Anyway, they say consumer spending has improved. Consumer spending increased overall with modest growth of non-auto retail sales. Auto sales have been held back, blah, blah, blah. Residential real estate activity has little changed. Manufacturing posted gains, but overall was mixed. Manufacturing activity expanded overall. Labor remains soft. If this is the stuff that they're basing their decisions on, it's no wonder we're in financial upheaval. Jobless claims this morning. Initial jobless claims dropped a very sharp 24,000 in the July 23rd week to 398,000 for the first sub 400,000 reading since early April. In a partial offset, the prior week was revised 4,000 higher to 422. So don't set your hat on this one, folks. Don't tie your little tail onto this kite. They just change the numbers whenever they want, and every week they revise them higher than what they reported previously. So we don't need to look at that. Let's look at where it really shows us. Container ship plunge signals a U.S. slowdown. All right, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the container goes into the mini land bridge. Kayongi Park, writing this one for Bloomberg New News. Plunging rates for chartering container vessels that carry sneakers, furniture, and flat-screen TVs may signal a U.S. consumer slowdown and losses for shipping lines in what is traditionally their busiest time of the year. Why is this traditionally their biggest time of the year? That's because the United States has long been a dumping ground for the cheap Chinese plastic crap. And it comes over here by the container load. And this is the time of year that all of the, you know, retailers are out there looking at the back-to-school session. Then right after that, we go into the holy days, the merchantman holy days season, and run us all the way out until January and February. All right? And if people are not, if the retailers out there are still suffering slumps and they've got boxes stacked to the ceiling, they ain't buying any more of these containers full of cheap Chinese plastic crap and East Indian garments, all right? Not happening. Fees for hiring vessels have fallen 9.3% since the end of April, according to the Howe Robinson Container Index, which tracks charter rates for a range of vessels. Last year, the index surged 56% in this period as lines added ships on demand from U.S. and European retailers restocking for the back-to-school and holiday shopping periods. Now, remember what happened last year. The retailers, sucked in by these economists' forecasts that were faulty, bought all the heck too much stuff, and they wound up having to dump it in January, February. All right? Well, they're not doing that. They learned their lesson. They're licking their wounds, and they're not doing that this year. The troubling, here's a quote, the troubling part is that charter rates are falling in the peak season, said Johnson Leung, the head of the regional transport at Jefferies Group, Inc. in Hong Kong. Quote, sentiment among consumers and retailers isn't very strong. Well, that about sums it up. Here's another one off Bloomberg. Gold may rise toward a record price on U.S. sovereign debt concern. U.S. and European sovereign debt concern. Nicholas Larkin, Glenn Sim, writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg New News. Gold may rise toward a record set yesterday in New York as concern that the U.S. and Europe will continue to struggle to contain their debt burdens and spur demand for the metals as a protection of wealth. That's what they call flight to safety. The safe havens. U.S. lawmakers remain at odds on how to raise the country's debt limit. Oh, brother. We'll skip that one. Quote, gold is still the best safe haven investment, close quote, said Bernard Sin. The love of money being the root of all evil here. Bernard Sin, old Bernie, head of currency and metal trading at the bullion refiner MKS Finance SA in Geneva. Quote, in the U.S., we don't know what damages are going to be created. If you look at Europe, you still have a lot of debt problems. Well, when you get involved with a fiat monetary system, it's all debt, baby. And as we all know, on debt that is too big to be repaid will not be repaid. Let's go on to the next one. Crude oil. Crude oil trades near the lowest in week on U.S. economy and rising stockpiles. Like I've said before, every tin, pan, pot, and barrel that was available in this country is fill up, spilling, and overflowed with oil, all right? We can't get rid of it at these prices, and nobody's got no money to buy it. But Grant Smith and Lananon Nijang, I got to figure out, there are so many Vietnamese that use this, N-G-U-Y-E-N. I don't know how to pronounce that. Maybe if you're Vietnamese and can enlighten me, you can give me a yell and let me know. Oil traded near its lowest in a week in New York as investors bet that rising crude supplies and a sign of a slowing economy in the U.S. indicate fuel demand may falter in the world's biggest consumer of the commodity. All right? So there's a, you know, cognitive dissonance here. There's a split between the information that the Federal Open Market Committee, that's your bankster gangsters, is being fed, and what Bloomberg is parading out here in headlines. All right, futures slid as much as 0.9% today after falling to the lowest in more than a week yesterday. U.S. crude stockpiles climbed 2.3 million barrels to 354 million barrels stockpiled. An Energy Department report said 2 million barrel drop was forecast, didn't come in. Yesterday's DOE report suggests the fundamentals are weak. Weak fundamentals. Weak stock market and a strengthening dollar also suggest that the oil price has got to go lower. But supply risks in the form of Tropical Storm Dawn are preventing this for now. So when you're looking for an excuse, any excuse will do, including Tropical Storm Dawn. Sands, here you go, folks. Put this one on your browser. Write it down on a notepad. Forget it not. Sands, China, climbs in Hong Kong as quarterly profit doubles. Find the headline. It's up on Bloomberg. Beth Jinks, Robert Fenner writing. We'll talk about the Sands China and Sheldon Adelson right after this.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Now, with the Oracle Broadcasting Android application, you can take Oracle with you on the go.
Download the app at oraclebroadcasting.com.
So once again, back to this lead article off of the Bloomberg website, SANDS, China, climbs in Hong Kong as quarterly profit doubles, all right? Beth Jinks and Robert Fenner writing this one. Again, SANDS China LTD, and they founded, I think, in 1928, the Macau Casino Company, controlled by billionaire Sheldon Adelson. You guys know who Sheldon is, remember? It rose by a record after reporting second quarter profit doubled. Here's the rest of the article. SANDS China rose 9.9%, the most since its debut in November of 2009, to $23.4 Hong Kong at the 4 p.m. closing of trade on the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. And then it continues. Chinese gamblers, they love to gamble over there in China. Chinese gamblers, they bet on the U.S. and they're going to lose their assets. Chinese gamblers are betting more on high-stakes baccarat and increasing spending on hotel rooms. Kind of must have followed the line there with Dominique Strauss-Kahn. Anyway, Chinese gamblers are betting more on high-stakes baccarat and increasing spending on hotel rooms as the company taps growing demand for slot machines to boost Macau revenue. Casino gambling revenue in Macau, already more than four times that of the Las Vegas Strip, may grow by more than 43% this year, according to estimates by David Bain, an analyst with Stern, Aggie, and Leach. All right, quote, this report could be the catalyst we've been waiting for at both SANDS China and Las Vegas SANDS. Sounds familiar? Anil Daswani, an analyst at the Citigroup Inc. in Hong Kong, said in a note to clients today, Adelson's Las Vegas SANDS Incorporated, which yesterday reported a rise in its own earnings, owns about 70% of SANDS China. The Hong Kong listed Macau unit named Edward Tracy to become chief executive officer, with Adelson remaining as its chairman. Now, we can go on. We can talk about the Galaxy Macau. You can find out all about it at the SANDS China Venetian Casino in Macau. Just type that one into your browser one time and look at the photographs. Wow, what a place. Adjusted property earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization at EBITDA climbed 34% to $258.4 million. EBITDA at the SANDS Macau rose 18% to $95.6 million. And it continues. The opening of the $15.5 billion Hong Kong, or $2 billion U.S., Galaxy Macau near the Venetian Macau on the Chinese city's Kwai Tee Strip benefited the SANDS owner casino, Adelson, said on a conference call. Billionaire Louis Chi Wu's and Galaxy Entertainment Group, part-owned by the Permira Advisors LLP, has quadrupled in market value over the past year, while SANDS China has almost doubled. Who is Adelson? Who is Sheldon Adelson? Of course, you can find out more about Sheldon Adelson by browsing him up, doing some research on Sheldon Adelson. But if I understand it correctly, Sheldon Adelson is one of those that are holding the puppet strings on the Tea Party. Sheldon Adelson is holding the puppet strings on Mr. Cantor. Mr. Cantor. The Adelsons are big-time investors in buying governments, not only here, but probably in China as well. Big-time gambling gamers. The mobster bobsters. I bring that one to your attention. Do with it what you will. Canada dollar set for a second monthly advance on crude oil. Haven demand. So, you know, we're looking over there at, you know, them dirty Arabs, them sand lizards, got them turban heads and rag nonsense. But we get most of our oil from Canada and South America. Chris Furnier writing this one. Canada's dollar was headed for its second straight monthly gain versus the greenback as crude oil, the nation's largest export. Where do you think they export all that crude oil to? Climbed, and investors ratcheted up expectations for interest rate increases. The currency rose against all except two of its 16 major peers today as U.S. lawmakers prepare for a vote on. And they get to put that in every article. We're seeing some safe haven flows flowing going into the Canadian dollar, which has been a positive factor. So this morning we look at the foreign exchange rates for the Canadian loonie, bumping up against this minor increase in the U.S. dollar index, up 10 basis points at $1.05 U.S. Right? The Mexican peso up 1 per basis point at 9 cents U.S. The euro at $1.43. The British pound at $1.63. That Swiss franc at $1.25. That's your Forex market. Go up and check it out. Anyway, excuse me, we're seeing some safe haven flows going into the Canadian dollar. So there's a kind of a giant sucking sound. It's going in both directions. However, we're sucking up all of the Mexicans from Mexico, and we're sucking in all of the natural resources from Canada. HSBC, that'd be your Hong Kong Shanghai Banking Cooperation or something like that, may post first half profit increase as the North American write-downs slow. All right. They're still trying to get rid of all this toxic debt. Howard Musto and Stephanie Tong, wow, writing this one collaboratively, may post a gain in first half net income as shrinking U.S. write-downs outweigh a decline in investment banking revenue. So you've got commercial banking on one end, you got investment banking on the other. The Glass-Steagall Act used to have a firewall between them, and that was brought down, and so now it's just a pig pen. Anyway, impairments from the lenders' North American businesses may fall by $1.5 billion to $3.05 billion, Morgan Stanley said. Most recently, it's been on track with running down the impairment charges of subprime, that would be subprime mortgages, so people are hoping for a positive surprise. The bank acquired U.S. subprime mortgage lender Household International, Now known as HSBC Finance, for $15.5 billion in 2003. 6 years later, HSBC halted consumer finance lending at the unit. You don't expect to get a mortgage from HSBC Finance. Ain't gonna happen. Investment banking slump. The first half pre-tax profit may fall to $839 million at the lender's investment banking unit, from $2.09 billion a year earlier. Quite a slump, J.P. Morgan analyst led by Sunil Garg wrote in a note to their clients. Let's let that one go. Here's two articles side by side this morning on Bloomberg. I'll give you the headlines of each, okay? The first one is Sprint posts $847 million loss as a wireless subscriber defections continue, okay? People are dumping off of Sprint. Here's another one. Same article virtually. Different headline. Light squared. Sprint in 15-year, $13.5 billion deal. There's something in these two articles that I want to think about. Maybe some of you know what it's all about. But it's rather interesting. Light squared will pay Sprint to build and operate a nationwide wireless network that uses high-speed, long-term evolution, or LTE technology. Anybody know what it is? LTE technology. Didn't have time to check it out this morning. But there's something here. The benefit this provides is an acceleration of our build-out at a very efficient cost. This is very, very significant for LightSquared's ability to build its business. Now, there's something going on in here insofar as this is likely to interfere with GPS technology. And let's see if I can, here it is. Yes, under the Light Squared article, this is the final paragraph. Light Squared, backed by Falcon's Harbinger Capital Partners hedge fund, has drawn questions from the FCC. Comes the break. We'll have to come back to this right after the bottom of the hour break. Stay tuned.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is Oracle Broadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
Okay, so we're back into this article, Light Squared, Sprint in a 15-year, $13.5 billion deal. Interesting conclusion to this article, all right? And there, you know, there's a lot of back and forthery here, but I'll come back to that in a moment. Again, here it is, the GPS questions. Light Squared, backed by Falcone's Harbinger Capital Partners Hedge Fund, has drawn questions from the Federal Communications Commission and the Federal Aviation Administration over concerns it may interfere with global positioning systems. The company may cost 794 lives in aviation accidents over 10 years as it disrupts satellite-aided navigation, and at least $70 billion as aircraft owners forego the advantages of using GPS and purchase new equipment, the FAA said in a study this month. All right? So, because each and every one of you want the convenience of using a cell phone, we have had a massive explosion of cell towers out all across America. Of course, the existence of this interlocking grid of cell telephone towers and the concurrent explosion of hanging on top of these towers, the enhanced 911 transmission system, radio transmissions, with the advance of the enhanced 911 program working in tandem, oftentimes your local tax dollars, your 911, will pay for the erection, if you will, and the location of a cell tower that they use, and then they lease space to the cell providers. So it's an interlocking grid in this on-the-ground, three-dimensional coordinate geometry system, the geographic positioning system, and the geographic information system, in a network of hubs and routers and the planetary skin and all the things that we've talked about. However, this is a new wrinkle. Now, too difficult to go into in great detail. 10K Puddles jumped up on Wikipedia for us and pulled it down. The LTE Advance, an article. LTE is a preliminary mobile communication standard formally submitted as a candidate 4G system to ITU-T in late 2009, was approved into ITU, the International Telecommunications Union, IMT Advance, and expected to be finalized by 3GPP in early 2011. It's standardized by the Third Generation Partnership Project, 3GPP, as a major enhancement of the 3GPP, or Third Generation Partnership Project, evolution, the LTE standard. And then it goes on and it gives the backgrounds of all of this with lots of technical things. Here's a few. Support for the relay node base stations, coordinated multi-point transmission and reception, UE dual TX antenna solutions for the SUMIMO, blah, 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 local area optimization of air interface, nomadic local area network and mobility solutions, flexible spectrum usage, cognitive radio, enhanced pre-coding and forward error correction. And they're saying here that this may cost 794 lives in aviation accidents over 10 years as it disrupts satellite-aided navigation. Now, if it's disrupting satellite-aided navigation, one can only ask, is that going to be an impact for all the land servers, land surveyors out there that use GIS, GPS, global, or total stations, taking their coordinate geometry down off of the satellites? What's that going to do to guided missiles? What will this do in warfare if it's messing with the GIS, GPS system, geographic or geospatial positioning systems? What's that going to do? What's it coming down to? All right. So anyway, I don't know about you all, but I just said years ago that I wasn't going to have a cell phone, and I haven't had one ever. As far as I know, I've only placed one telephone on a friend's cell phone from the top of Mount Rainier down to Bothell, Washington. Other than that, I haven't touched one of the little boogers. Anyway, it's all part of the GIS, GPS, global governance system, and there's a change a-coming. You might want to be paying attention to that. Jefferson County stares down bankruptcy as citizens grow weary. All right, this article off Bloomberg again. Margaret Newark, or Newkirk, Martin Z. Braun, and Kathleen Edwards collaboratively writing. Wow, took three of them to get this one written. Call it sewer fatigue, they write. As Jefferson County, Alabama, decides today whether to declare a record U.S. municipal bankruptcy, some citizens, politicians, and businesses embrace the move. They said it would begin resolving a three-year-old, $3 billion-plus debt crisis and provides leverage over creditors that would offset the damage to the county's finances and a reputation. People are tired of reading about the sewer crisis and tired of hearing about the rate increases, said Tony Patelos, mayor of Hoover, a city of 81,619, in an interview from his office. Quote, people, including me, want to see this come to an end, even if it's a bankruptcy. This has been a dark cloud hanging over this county and this city for more than 3.5 years. Well, they're up to their eyeballs in bonds. Of course, J.P. Morgan, Chase, they're in there. The county has proposed that creditors, including J.P. Morgan Chase and Company, which holds most of the bonds, agrees to reduce the debt to about $2 billion. And Justin Paras, a J.P. Morgan spokesman, declined to comment. Commission President David Carrington said he expected to see a settlement offer before today's meeting at 1 p.m. local time. If an acceptable deal doesn't transpire, the county might file for bankruptcy as soon as midnight on July 30th. His constituents are saying pull the trigger on these bonds, so they might declare a bankruptcy here. But there's something else laying in, and I don't want to go into it too great detail right now, but you know, we've learned from reading our study, The Intro to Business by Gloss and Baker, published back in 1967, that bonds are debt, all right? That's the debt, all right? And that the stock shares and preferred shares and stock shares, the stockholders are the owners. Well, see, the problem here is, and I think there is a possibility for a solution in all this, is that we need to move away from these bonds. We need to get rid of the bonds, all right? Let's stop paying interest on these bonds forever. You know, it's an old IMF trick. They go into a small country like, let's say, Egypt, Tunisia, Libya, Syria, Lebanon, you know, any place, you in Panama, Uruguay, you know, Uruguay, Brazil. They go in there and they loan them money on these bonds, and then they're bond slaves forever in bondage. Bonds, you got it? All right. So we don't need to go that way. If we wanted to do something like finance a sewer district, if we wanted to go in and finance a road district or a local improvement district, if we want to come in and finance a school district, let's get away from these this bonded indebtedness. You know, Jorge Bush, at the beginning of this residential real estate debacle, he remember when he came out and talked about the ownership society. We need an ownership society. Well, all right, Jorge, that's your idea. Those are your words. Fine. Let's just adopt it. Let's have an ownership society. Instead of going into bonded indebtedness to these batard bankers, let us consider, as long as it's going to be corporation nation and your local school is a corporation, let's just go ahead and make it a corporation. Be bold about it. Instead of paying these ad valorem, in other words, taxes based upon value, these duties actually based upon the value of your property, instead of paying these ad valorem, as we call them, property taxes, why don't we take that around the other way? Instead of paying a property tax every year of $600, $700, $1,000, or $2,000 a year, why don't we instead buy stock shares in our corporation? So when our corporation runs at a profit, we can then expect a dividend, not increasing costs, all right? And then run our school districts like we would a business. And instead of going to a school district meeting and having nobody there except for the school board, maybe we would be able to have our school district meetings and all of the people that were invested in the school district would be there as shareholders, all right? The owners no longer would be treated like a bunch of bond slaves kept in the dark and fed nothing but manure. We'd come as the owners of this, and then the school district superintendent would realize that we're his employer, and the school district, the teachers would realize that we are their employer, all right? And we're there for one thing and one thing only. We know what we expect. We expect the highest level of academic performance we can possibly get out of our school district because we're running a profitable business. We're not in a losing issue here any longer. So we become the owners. We take stock shares. And how many shares do you have in the grade school? How many shares do you have in the high school? So on and so forth. And how many shares? How many? You vote your shares, all right? And you're looking for dividends. We're going to pay this thing, this system off. We're going to make it run itself. We're going to have a profitable business here. And in one, perhaps in one 10-year period, we'd be able to transfer away, to get off this teat, and stop paying ad valorem taxes, and we start having a profitable education system, all right? There's a lot of people that don't have a dog in a hunt, a lot of people that don't have children in the schools, and they're still being asked to underwrite it and subsidize it. I would feel a lot more comfortable doing that if I was holding shares of stock in the high school. Be right back.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics.
Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Also, I just throw that idea out for your consideration. You know, rather than being in debt, indebtedness, and in bondholders and all of that sort of stuff, let's maybe consider becoming an ownership society. Let's take back all of our infrastructure. If it is all set up, and as it is all set up as corporations, then let us get stock shares. All right? I'm sick and tired of underwriting this stuff. Probably you are too. And instead of just sitting out on the front step, you know, like a bunch of red-headed stepchildren, it's time for us to go and take a seat at the table and run these things at a profit. And not only just profit dollar-wise, but profit from the standpoint of looking at the investment. We make an investment in education. We're investing not only in the present infrastructure, but also in future generations. And if there's anything that's come clear to me over my lifetime, the more decrepit our educational system has become, the lower the quality of life that we have. All right? Because, you know, we're all dependent upon the young people to be the business owners and the shopkeepers and the store clerks and the engineers and the architects and the lawyers in the days and months and years in the future, all right? And if they're just getting progressively stupefied, it's going to make our future look so grim, you can forget about the shades, all right? Here's another one. Dynasty Trust let U.S. wealthy duck estate and gift taxes forever. Now, we've talked about trusts in the past, so I've just shared this with you. Here's another one to tuck away. Do a little bit of research on this one. Elizabeth Odie, writing for Bloomberg, talks about a guy named Jeffrey Thomason who's putting more than $100 million to his heirs using an estate planning strategy for avoiding gift and estate taxes. And this thing is called a dynasty trust, all right? Now, I would recommend that, you know, you consider gold and silver coin for your trust. But nevertheless, these guys are, you know, offering, Oxford Financial Group, offering about a 9% return when you invest your money and create one of these trusts. and it pretty well locks it up. But we all know about the miracle of fractional reserve banking, so I would go into something like this with great carefulness, all right? But again, they say here it's an astoundingly powerful vehicle for generating long-term family wealth, said Neil Howard, the chief fiduciary counsel for the Philadelphia-based Glenn Mead, which manages more than $20 billion on behalf of individuals and families with three million or more in assets. Interesting article, worth the read, not worth the airtime, but an interesting article nonetheless. All right? Now we're going to shift gears and go into our studies a little early today. A lot of things on my mind. ran across an article on Bloomberg this morning. All the business execs and all are going out and they're studying. They're going to the Institute of Confucius. The wisdom of Confucius. Confucius say. Well, I just happen to have the wisdom of Confucius in my library, modern library edition. I've got it open to page 116, section or chapter 6 here. Ethics and Politics under Central Harmony. Ethics and Politics. All right. Confucius replied, well, the Duke Ai, the ruler of Lu, Confucius' native state, asked what constituted good government. Listen to what Confucius says. Confucius say, quote, the principles of good government of the emperors Wen and Wu, so we can see the Wen and Wu and Hu and Yu and Yi and Yang, been around a long time, ever since the time of Confucius at least, but the principles of good government of the emperors Wen and Wu are abundantly illustrated in the records preserved. Again, we look at, as Amanda Teagarden mentioned yesterday, we look at China, let us recall they have an ancient history. It is the one civilization, one people, one nation, tongue, tribe, and creed on the planet that has the longest continuance of any. Again, we are abundantly illustrated, are abundantly illustrated in the records preserved. When the men are there, good government will flourish. But when the men are gone, good government decays and becomes extinct. What's he talking about? Continuing, with the right men, the growth of good government is as rapid as the growth of vegetation is in the right soil. The right soil, the right men. He's continuing, indeed, good government is like a fast-growing plant. We're talking about Confucius here, the wisdom of Confucius. The conduct of government, therefore, depends upon the men. The right men are obtained by the ruler's personal character. To cultivate his personal character, the ruler must use the moral law, or the Tao. To cultivate the moral law, the ruler must use the moral sense, or the Zhen, or the principle of true manhood. Quote, the moral sense is the characteristic attribute of man. To fell natural affection for those nearly related to us is the highest expression of the moral sense. The sense of justice, yi, or propriety, is the recognition of what is right and proper. To honor those who are worthier than ourselves is the highest expression of the sense of justice. The relative degrees of natural affection we ought to feel for those who are nearly related to us and the relative grades of honor we ought to show to those worthier than ourselves, these give rise to forms and distinctions in social life, or li, the principles of social order. For unless social inequalities have a true and moral basis, or unless those being ruled feel their proper place with respect to their rulers, government of the people is an impossibility. Funny, Confucius say. That's a lot to do with the moral caliber of people. It has to do with propriety. It has to do with justice. Therefore, continuing, quote, it is necessary for a man of the governing class, all right, this is a class society, to set about regulating his personal conduct and character. In considering how to regulate his personal conduct and character, it is necessary for him to do his duties towards those nearly related to him. In considering how to do his duties toward those necessarily related to him, it is necessary for him to understand the nature and the organization of human society. In considering the nature and the organization of human society, it is necessary for him to understand the laws of God. Laws of nature, and nature's God. All men are created equal, endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. The duties of universal obligation are five, and the moral qualities by which they are carried out are three. The duties are those between the ruler and the subject, between the father and the son, between the husband and the wife, between the elder brother and the younger, and those in the intercourse between friends. As I've shared in the past on numerous occasions, anyone that thinks there will not be government after this decline is just smoking too much rope. We have government, and we have government that begins, as Jefferson said, all the way down to the farm. It begins in a man's life and comes from there. So let's go on. It says, these are the five duties of universal obligation: wisdom, compassion, and courage. These are the three. These are the three universally recognized moral questions of the man: wisdom, compassion, and courage. It matters not what way men come to the exercise of these moral qualities. The result is one and the same: wisdom, compassion, and courage. Stupid, heartless. You know, just looking for the other side. Stupid, heartless, cowards, right? As opposed to wisdom, compassion, and courage. Some men are born with the knowledge of these moral qualities. Some acquired as a result of education. Some acquired as a result of hard experience or the school of hard knocks. But when the knowledge is acquired, it comes to one and the same thing. Some exercise these moral qualities naturally and easily. Some because they find it advantageous to do so. Some with effort and difficulty. But when the achievement is made, it comes to one and the same thing, Confucius went on to say. Love of knowledge is akin to wisdom. Strenuous attention to conduct is akin to compassion. Sensitiveness to shame is akin to courage. In the future, if you go into more and more understanding of Thomas Jefferson, you're going to find that Thomas Jefferson either read Confucius or lived his life in a very similar manner. When a man understands the nature and the use of these three moral qualities, he will then understand how to put in order his personal conduct and character. When a man understands how to put in order his personal conduct and character, he will understand how to govern other men. When a man understands how to govern men, he will then understand how to govern nations and empires.
At hempusa.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait.
There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, July the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network. OracleBroadcasting.com finished last night my first reading of Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness, Thomas Jefferson, edited by Eric S. Peterson, which he compiled from a large collection of the writings of Thomas Jefferson. I found it very interesting. I read it quite slowly. It's an easy read, about 173 pages. Very easy read. But it really opens up the mind and the life of Thomas Jefferson quite well. I'm going to continue to work over that book, and then I'll invite the author on to speak to us about it. But continuing again, starting out and carrying from some of what read yesterday on Thomas Jefferson last evening, now I'm in the Wisdom of Confucius. And again, as I mentioned, you can find articles up on Bloomberg this morning about how business leaders are going to go to the Institute of Confucius. You know, a lot of people are learning Mandarin as we start to recognize and have to realize that communist China is going to rule this century, very likely. So we need to understand a little bit about them. But when we find in the Wisdom of Confucius the same kinds of things that were being expressed by our founding fathers, it's rather unnerving, almost. But again, just simply put, that when a man understands how to govern men, he will then understand how to govern nations and empires. For everyone called to the government of nations and empires, there are 9 cardinal directions to be attended to. Again, the Wisdom of Confucius. Number 1, cultivating his personal conduct. And think about the people that are elected, and the people that are debating on the budget right now, the debt. And honor, and then use this as a yardstick to compare. And at the same time, let's think about it from the standpoint of precinct-driven political party activation. Are there any people that you know that fit these 9 categories? The 9 cardinal directions. You know, the cardinal directions is north, south, east, and west, but there's 360 degrees in that circle. Each of those degrees is broken up into 30 minutes. Or 60 minutes, and every one of those 60 minutes is broken up into 60 seconds. So you do the math, quite a few. But anyway, he's pointing out 9 cardinal directions, and so these would probably be the quarter points as well. Cultivating his personal conduct, that's number 1. Cultivating his personal conduct. Are you in charge of your life? Do you spend any time developing your personal conduct? You ever think about it at all? You know, are you contentious? Are you argumentative? Are you prone to fighting and disputing, etc., or not? Honoring worthy men. You know, we come on, and I call him Barry the Usurper. I think that would be a good idea. The Boner, etc. You honor worthy men. Just because somebody is seated in a position of power does not mean they're worthy. Napoleon may not have been worthy. Cherishing affection for and doing his duty toward his kindred. Cherishing affection for, this is the stuff of Thomas Jefferson. I mean, it's just all through his writings, his letters. Showing respect to the high ministers of the state. Well, there's one thing about respect. Respect is not something that's given. Respect is something that's earned. And if you have a disrespectful person who has usurped an office, do we need to show respect to that high minister of state? Confucius say, you should. identifying himself, this is number five, identifying himself with the interests and the welfare of the whole body of public officers. Well, there is that element. But then again, if we understand rightly how this system of republics was originally established, we would look at these public officers as basically just a bunch of men, our neighbors, our friends.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the Internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So just rushing down through here on this Thursday, July the 28th, 2011, two-hour broadcast. Now, in the second hour of today's broadcast, the first hour went through a little bag of news. Started in on Confucius, the wisdom of Confucius. All right, we're going to go into Henry St. Simon in a moment, just kind of getting us there, showing some of the similarities, ancient, middle, and maybe more modern. As we have moved into this positive stage of human development, we have moved further and further away from some of these points. But again, here's number six. There's nine cardinal directions for everyone called to the government of nations and empire, nine cardinal directions to be attended to. We've gone through the first five. Showing himself, here's number six, showing himself as a father to the common people, you know, the founding fathers. Take a paternal interest in the people. You can look out for their interests all of the time. That was how this system of, let's say, we could say, democracies within republic only from the standpoint that the democracies are your local voting precincts, your wards, your townships. This is where people who live in great and close proximity to one another come together in a deliberative assembly under Robert's Rules of Order, and they discuss the issues of the day, things that are pertinent and important to them. And then they send their representatives off with the instructions to do the will of the people, and the representative, being one of the people, recognizes and respects that duty as their agent. Continuing, showing himself as a father to the common people. Right? It's not their money to spend. If they're up there debating, it ain't theirs to spend in the first place. Encouraging the introduction of all useful arts, and we're going to find that not only in Thomas Jefferson, you know, he has his university that he built, but you'll also find the same in St. Simon. You'll find the same in August Comte. Encouraging the introduction of all useful arts and sciences, showing tenderness to strangers from far countries, you know, and neighbors or friends with all, neighbors of none, or something like, or enemies of none, something like that. Showing tenderness to strangers from far countries doesn't mean that you have to, you know, let everybody and their brother move into your house and eat off your table. But it certainly means that you welcome people as they journey around on the planet and, you know, show them kindness and show them, you know, tenderness. Doesn't mean that we extend to everybody, you know, membership in our club. All right. Continue taking an interest in the welfare of the princes of the empire. Taking an interest in the welfare of the princes of the empire. In some regards, I see this or view this as a recognition that the captains of finance and industry are the engines of the system. And in our system, there was no nobilities, all right? Our princes, our captains of finance and industry, could be you, or you, if you had a great idea, were industrious, and followed through with it, all right? When the ruler pays attention to the cultivation of his personal conduct, there will be respect for the moral law. When the ruler honors worthy men, he will not be deceived by the crafty officials. They wage war by deception, right? When the ruler cherishes affection for his kindred, there will be no disaffections among the members of his family. When the ruler shows respect to the high ministers of the state, he will not make mistakes. When the ruler identifies himself with the interests and the welfare of the body of public officers, there will be a strong spirit of loyalty among the gentlemen of the country. When the ruler becomes a father to the common people, the mass of the people will exert themselves for the good of the state. When the ruler encourages the introduction of all useful arts, there will be sufficiency of wealth and revenue in the country. When the ruler shows kindness to the strangers from far countries, people will come from all quarters of the world to the country. When the ruler takes interest in the condition and the welfare of the princes of the empire, he will inspire awe and respect for his authority throughout the whole world. Right? The wisdom of Confucius. Let's go into a little bit here from Thomas Jefferson. You have heard me in the times in the past, and I'll just briefly restate it today. I have read The Volitional Science, portions of it, by Andrew J. Galambos, from which we get this idea, or this notion, a definition. He was a logician, you know, probably very, very well aware of the trivium and the quadrivium, having been a NASA employee as well. But when we think about property, everything begins with property, all right? And what is property? A man's life, Galambos wrote, a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life. In other words, your children are not your property, contrary to some people's interpretation of the scripture. They're not your property. But a man's life and all non-procreative derivatives of his life are his property. And then Galambos defined freedom on this wise, that freedom is 100% control of your property 100% of the time, which begs the corollary that 0% control of your neighbor's property 100% of the time. You can't have 100% of control of your property 100% of the time if you deny the same to your neighbor. Well, so then Thomas Jefferson, under the subhead here of self-giving, He says this, and it's very similar. We acknowledge that our children are born free. Thomas Jefferson. That the freedom is the gift of nature. The laws of nature, nature's God. All men are born, you know, all men are created with certain unalienable rights. That little wrinkly fellow, he's man as well. All right. Pretty soon he'll quit crapping his drawers. Anyway, and that freedom is the gift of nature. And not of him who begot them. Not of him who begot them. That though under our care during infancy, and again from William Blackstone, that will run all the way up to the 21st year in an individual's life. Infancy, you're considered an infant until you've reached your majority. And every society sets a different date for that, age for that. Again, that though under our care during infancy, and therefore of necessity, under a duly tempered authority. You know, the Bible teaches there that you raise up your child in the way that they should go. All right? You don't just let them run away with the whole house. Anyway, this is this, therefore a necessity under a duly tempered authority. And again, the home is the model of the people. The home is the people. The people are the state, and governments are instituted by people. Governments are instituted among men to secure the blessings of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So it all starts in the home. This is why there's been such an assault on the family in the last 150 years. Well, let's continue. Therefore, of necessity, under a duly tempered authority, that care is confided to us to be exercised for the preservation and good of the child only, and his labors during youth are given as a retribution for the charges of his infancy. What do you mean? That your son or your daughter can't be expected to help out around the house and the farm or the business? Of course they can. This is retribution for the charges of infancy. You think food comes for free? You think that the heat is free? You think the light is free? You think the telephone is free? The internet is free? No. So take the garbage out.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Hey.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And again, from Light and Liberty, Reflections on the Pursuit of Happiness, Thomas Jefferson, edited by Eric S. Peterson. These are writings from letters, excerpts from letters written by Thomas Jefferson, and they're all sourced and referenced, so you can recite them in your own use. But God has formed us as moral agents, Jefferson wrote, not that in the perfection of his state he can feel pain or pleasure in anything that we may do. He is far above our power, but that we may promote the happiness of those with whom he has placed us in society. This happiness principle, the promoting the happiness of those with whom he has placed us in society, by acting honestly towards all, benevolently to those who fall within our way, respecting sacredly their rights, bodily and mental, cherishing especially their freedoms of conscience as we value our own. In truth-seeking, he writes this, be industrious in advancing yourself in knowledge. Isn't that what we do? Isn't that why we listen to alternative media? Be industrious in advancing yourself in knowledge, which with your good dispositions will ensure the love of others and your own happiness. A patient pursuit of facts and cautious combination and comparison of them is the drudgery to which man is subjected by his Maker if he wishes to attain sure knowledge. A patient pursuit of the facts, cautious combination and comparison of them. As they say, fools rush in. It's because you hear the daily gruel, jumping from the chat room, just because you've heard the daily gruel dished out in public notice on Bloomberg or elsewhere, don't believe a damn thing you hear or read or see until you use a cautious combination and comparison of the facts, prove all things. And hold fast to that which is meet for instruction. I am an empiric in natural philosophy, Jefferson wrote, suffering my faith to go no further than my facts. That's important, Christians, pay attention, Jews. Suffering your faith to go no further than your facts. I am satisfied, he wrote, and sufficiently occupied with the things which are, without tormenting or troubling myself about those which may indeed be, but of which I have no evidence. And so we start the broadcast out, because it's originating from Missouri, and I dwell here for many years. This is the show-me state. We're skeptics here. Don't tell me about it. Show it to me. Show me your facts. Show me the law. And show me your evidence. I'm satisfied and sufficiently occupied with the things which are, without tormenting or troubling myself about those which may indeed be, but of which I have no evidence. You got evidence on those UFOs, do you? Bring it forth. Follow truth as the only safe guide and eschew error. When I was a praying type of fellow, and even yet today, this is my everlasting prayer. Guide me into all truth and keep me from error. I realize I make mistakes, but I'm not doing so with intention. The intention is to find the truth of a matter. Follow truth as the only safe guide and eschew or turn away from error, which bewilders us in one false consequence after another, in endless succession. He who knows nothing is nearer the truth than he whose mind is filled with falsehoods and errors. So you didn't go to school, didn't go to classes, cut school all the time? Well, hey, at least you weren't indoctrinated nearly so much. Perhaps if you've occupied yourself with good books and spent your time wisely, industrious in advancing your own self-knowledge, maybe you would be better off than those that have spent all their time in the hallowed halls of academia. It is better always to have no ideas than false ones, to believe nothing than to believe what is wrong. No vice is so mean as the want of truth, and at the same time so useless. Truth is the first object. So we've got the wisdom of Confucius running here today. We've got the wisdom of Thomas Jefferson running today. Let's drop in and test the wisdom here of Henry St. Simon. This is from chapter 11 in the book we've been referring to, Frank Emmanuel, The New World of Henry St. Simon. You know, we're talking about technocracy here, this techno-totalitarianism, the state, socialist as he was, utopian, some said. Perhaps the father of French socialism, perhaps not. But he writes, this is written by Frank Emmanuel. This book was published by the University of Notre Dame Press. I've got a third edition, I think, here. No, this is the first paperback edition, copyright 1963. Chapter 11, The Law of Alternativity, page 139. Napoleon had posed the problem to the Institute. Quote, render me an account of the progress of science since 1789. Tell me what its present state is and what means should be employed to make it achieve great progress. Progressive, progress, growth, change, science, yeah, Napoleon, 1789. In due course, his official scientists had transmitted their rather pedestrian, fawning reports. They were unworthy of the great Napoleon, wrote the outraged St. Simon. The transcendent question of the age merited a more profound analysis. Napoleon's command involved penetrating to the innermost secret of the history of modern science, an idea he had hinted at in the letters to the society at the Lycée. For an understanding of the basic law of scientific development in the past would make it possible to respond adequately to the Napoleonic challenge, to predict, to prescribe the direction science should follow in the future. To St. Simon, this succinct question was more than a mere scientific inquiry. It was the central to the whole idea of progress. Because the scientific revolution, the great seminal force of modern times, was the prime mover which sparked all other revolutions. Since the official scientists had failed their emperor, St. Simon undertook to step into the breach. By 1808, he saw in Napoleon not only a military leader, but the scientific chief of humanity. Quote, in one hand he holds the infallible compass. Masons, take note. In the other, the exterminating sword against the opponents of the progress of knowledge. About his throne, the most illustrious scientists of the earth should group themselves, even as the most valiant captains. Close quote. St. Simon would illuminate the future of science for Napoleon by revealing the true principle of its historical evolution. The idea of where we're at here. In sketching the history of modern science, St. Simon began with the Arabs. To Conrad Olsner, a contemporary German philologist and historian who wrote in French, he owed his appreciation of the influence of Arab science upon the European mind and his emancipation from the stereotyped attack against the Middle Ages that you can find in D'Alembert, Condorcet, Cabinus, and the other philosophes and ideologues. His was an early, though by no means unique, appreciation of the role of the Arabs in the diffusion of scientific ideas. Ragheads? Towelheads? Sand lizards? Camel jockeys? Guess again. The Europeans, forming the scientific advance guard of the human species, followed the direction given by Socrates up to the period when the Arabs conceived of looking for the laws which order the universe, making an abstraction out of the idea that an animate cause governs it. The Arabs guided the human spirit in the land of discovery until the 15th century.
Talk radio online worldwide at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.swissgoldbythegram.com or click on our banner ad on the oraclebroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait. There's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And once again, back to the law of alternativity. This is Henry St. Simon that we're speaking of, quoting from, and referencing, discussing. Henry St. Simon, the St. Simonian, someone that you would really want to know more about, understanding positivism as we continue our series this morning. But again, the Arabs conceived of looking for the laws which order the universe, the laws of nature, nature's God, if you will. However, that nature's God thing there had to take a left turn with the Arabs. They made an abstraction out of the idea that an animate cause governs it. So, what, raise a smoke up to the God because it's going to please his nostrils? You think the creator of the universe is as a schnozola? Could give a fly in Walendo about your incense pot? Walk through a wall of blood, cut a beef or something else? You think the creator of the universe cares whether you slaughter that beef cow or not? Well, if you do, well, you're welcome to it. The Arabs guided the human spirit in the land of discovery until the 15th century. They brought this into Europe now. And when they did, it upset everything. We talk about St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, the Summa Theologica, all of that. That was an attempt to reconcile the laws of nature as they're being drug in, into the mix, in largely Catholic Western Europe. The Arabs, again, guided the human spirit in the land of discovery until the 15th century, the time when the Europeans drove them out of Spain. Yeah, it's the German thaler, all right, but it's the Spanish dollar we use. The time when the Europeans drove them out of Spain and surpassed them intellectually in their effort to discover the law, the one law to which the universe was subject. Thereafter, Europeans built upon the Arab discoveries, particularly in astronomy and medicine, and became the central figures of world science. This is the emergence of Western civilization. St. Simon's account of modern Europe, or modern European scientific revolution, which was outlined in his introduction, and I'm not going to try it, it's lengthy and it's French, was a popularized, not too well-informed history of the contributions of individual scientific geniuses from Copernicus on, written by a man with no technical, scientific, or philosophic training. You see, this is where the intersection with Auguste Comte becomes so important. Comte was certainly more scientific than was St. Simon. There are numerous traces of adaptations from the historical appraisals of scientists and philosophers written by Turgot and Condorcet, but in differentiating among the scientists in his roster, in typing them, that's not typing like on a keyboard. There was no keyboards at this time. We're in the early 1800s. This is like types and casts. In typing them, he introduced a novel conception. These geniuses were not all men of the same cut. They were divided into, now listen, they were divided into two fundamental classes. Those who reasoned, okay, remember your trivium, those who reasoned a priori, or, as he said, synthetically, quote unquote, synthetically, and those who reasoned a posteriori, or, quote, end quote, analytically. So we have this dialectic, if we could say so, between synthetically and analytically. All right, and now this is the chapter, The Law of Alternativity. And if you jump up at the Institute for New Economic Thinking on the website, ineteconomics.org, and look at the Institute for New Economic Thinking, and on there, search Reflexivity, Soros, you'll find this, and there's a variety of articles that you can look at much. Why such blinders going into the global financial crisis? Financial crisis and so many policymakers mishandled it, while some saw it all coming. Read more about the question here. New generations of economists taking over. The theory of reflexivity can be used to anticipate market floor fluctuations, George Soros said. Reflexivity. George Soros. The law of alternativity. Henry St. Simon. Condorcet, Turgot, etc., those who reasoned a priori or synthetically, as opposed to those who reasoned a posteriori or analytically. So on the one side we have synthetics or synthesis, and on the other side we have analysis. All right? The a posteriori were obviously a derivation from Bacon's ideas, probably in the form used by D'Alembert in the preliminary discourses of the Encyclopedia. St. Simon revered Bacon as the initiator of the modern scientific revolution for his ethical discovery of the distinction between these two methods of thought. From the discourse itself, he probably borrowed also the terms synthesis and analysis. So he was pretty much a plagiarist, largely, but he was a thinker, he was a combiner. Combinations, remember Confucius. Right? Compounding and combinations. Galileo's blah, 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 blah. Drop down. Let's drop down a little bit more. Here we go. What St. Simon did was to elevate these two contrasting methods to the level of a broad conceptual pattern of scientific development. The terms synthesis and analysis became in his writings more than mere labels for two different scientific procedures. And certainly, you know, everybody talks about Hegelian dialectics, you know, your thesis, your antithesis, and then your synthesis. And I think for geopolitical analysis, if we can begin with a synthesis, you have to know what you really want. Where are you going? What's your goal? Then it becomes much easier to craft a thesis and the antithesis, this trap, this box canyon, which the people will blindly and willingly and voluntarily stumble into. They'll walk right into your synthesis if you set up the thesis and antithesis correctly. The term synthesis and analysis became in his writings, again, more than mere labels for two different scientific procedures. They were adopted as characterizations of whole epochs in the progress of modern scientific revolution. So as you're thinking scientifically and researching in history, you might plug these two in. Are we working a priori here? Is your author running a posteriori? Are we working synthetically? Are we working analytically? Are the things that we are presenting styled on one way or the other? Continuing, scientific geniuses could not, either accidentally or in accordance with the exercise of their own free choice, follow one or another mode. There was a predetermined oscillation of phases in the history of modern science during which one or the other methodology predominated and bound the individual discoverer. This was the underlying law of the history of science, the necessary alternativity of the a priori and the a posteriori methods in successive ages. This guy was a thinker. And as we've said before, the trivium and the quadrivium, they can help get you on base and reason correctly, but they're still not inspirational. They don't inspire you. They're not creative. They're just technical tools. Neither true nor false, just tools in your toolbox. The alternativity in time of the two scientific methods is St. Simon's first use of the cyclical principle, which became a characteristic feature of his later works on the philosophy of history. For the purpose of construction, scientists had to work in secret because the mob contribute nothing to their investigations. Why is it so blatantly difficult to find the truth of a matter? Well, it's because they work in secret, right? The illumined ones, Illuminati, etc. For the purpose of the construction, scientists have to work in secret because the mob could contribute nothing to their investigations. This was the reason, Simon said, for circulating his memoranda only among the leading scientists. You don't publish all your good stuff, put it in books. You send it around in inter-office memos. Why don't they publish the memorandums of understanding between the Chinese businessmen and the captains of finance and industry in Asia that are being largely supported in all that they do by Anglo-American monies? Why don't they publish their memorandums of understanding between the captains of finance and industry in communist China and the governors' association? Why? Because the mob can get in the way, all right? The mob doesn't contribute anything constructive to their works or their investigations. It is perhaps far-fetched to identify this scientific alternativity with a historical dialectic. Yet even in its simplest form, it has some of the concepts associated with dialectics. And it's not original with Hegel. You can go back to Thucydides, if you like, or Lucretius. Go back to Thucydides, the Peloponnesian Wars, which he is the historian. And in his writings, you'll find also plenty of dialectics being used so much earlier. St. Simon wrote in his Memories of the Science of Man that the science had first pursued one method, then it had to adopt a method which was completely contrary. But in the process of this alternativity, science was rising to an ever higher level of development.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzy noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
And so perhaps some of you have heard the news accounts here lately, you know, and many of you are well aware of this understand this concept that as miniaturization has continued to advance, you know, as things get tinier and tinier and tinier and chips get smaller and smaller and smaller and all of that, and we begin to use higher and higher speed technology, computing technology to assist us in design and in construction techniques, our technologies are just jumping, you know, it's become almost parabolic in the rise of the things that we're capable of doing with all of this, and much of this goes all the way back to Henry St. Simon, an understanding here. And then it continues, it says, this is not Hegel. We're talking about this completely contrary alternativity going on here between synthesis and analysis. This is not Hegel, and St. Simon did not use the word dialectic. But it may fortify the believers in a zeitgeist. You talk about zeitgeist, where are you at? You're at Hegel. Check it out. To find a French philosophy working in isolation, or I should say, but it may fortify the believers in a zeitgeist to find a French philosophe. He is the philosopher. He's like the artiste, working in isolation in Paris during the years of 1807 to 1813, isolation, underline that, okay, formulating a law of scientific development which has at least shadowy resemblances to the system expounded in Berlin by the German philosopher Hegel in his, I can't pronounce it, of 1822 to 1823, which was not published until 1837. All right? So he was ahead of the game. And many say, well, you know, what did Hegel write that he didn't get from Kant and that he didn't get from St. Simon and he didn't get from others? Well, he wrote much. There's a lot more to an understanding of the zeitgeist than a casual study of the dialectic. Jumping over now, another book, just introduce it today, The Essential Writings of Auguste Comte and Positivism, with a new introduction and postscript by the editor, Gertrude Lenzer. I believe she's still alive, teaching in New York. I think she teaches at Columbia. Gertrude Lenzer, I'll be forever in debt for this book, The Essential Writings of Auguste Comte and Positivism. All right? And you can get this book today. It's by Transaction Publishers. Second printing in spring of 2004. The ISBN number is in here as well, 0-7658-0412-3. Get it off the archives. In the introduction, we find this. The various directions taken by the philosophy of science and logic after Comte, often even within the career of one thinker, offer by no means less variety than Comte's own ideas on positive logic. We'll talk about the logical positivists in this series on positivism. We'd have to. In his system, and that'd be his system, Comte, or Comte, just bury the last syllable there, the last part of that word, Comte. It's like count. But I say Comte so that you're not confused with Kant, or Kant, Immanuel Kant, Auguste Comte, as opposed to Immanuel Kant. Very similar, and on the air it's difficult, even at the best of my phonetic ability. Here is a quote. It is exclusively by virtue of their greater simplicity that the domain of mathematics offers the best field for the development of positive logic in its final systematic form. And so we're building on Aristotle. We're building out of the trivium, and we're coming into positive logic or logical positivism. When restricted to its true object, a logical rather than a scientific one, this fundamental branch of science acquires a dignity that it could not have while vainly claiming supremacy. Its capacity for systematizing true logic will be shown more fully by our drawing from it a general improvement of the art of thinking. It consists in the creation of a species of universal algebra, calculated to facilitate thought, whatever be the subject on which it is exercised, in as great a degree as ordinary algebra facilitates our meditations upon quantity. Without here explaining this new algorithm, I simply announce that it will condense alphabetic writing as its predecessor condensed hieroglyphic writing. By such a creation alone will systematic positivity be able to offer, as it comes to embrace all departments of thought, resources no less perfect than when confined to the simplest speculations. Then and only then will human language be constituted in its normal plenitude, for then only will the signs, which are the best medium for communication, have become the best median for mental labor. Signs. Logical positivism, where words become mere symbols in a language game. And if you do not possess the meta-language or the language about the language, you won't understand the symbolic nature of it. And then we can go into symbolic language, symbolic logic. Or from that, you can also jump into Fortran and COBOL, or you can get into this, what is the new language that we use to create things on the Internet, HTML or whatever that is, hyper whatever it is. I'm completely ignorant of these things. But this is what he's talking about here, a new language, a different logic, a logic that blends words and math together. And thinking that blends words and math together, this is the stuff that our computers are run on. This is the stuff. Here, positive logic in accordance with the task of reorganization of the positive polity, is postulated as a combination of three branches, the logic of signs as in the calculus, the logic of images as in geometry, and the logic of feeling. Wow. Bringing the emotion into the math. C.S. Pierce said in his philosophy of notation, calls a sign which stands for something merely because it resembles it. It's an icon. Adding, quote, such are the diagrams of geometry, close quote. It is the same author who a few years later counts feeling among the three categories that make up the elementary phenomena of the mind. In the same volume of The Monist, its editor, Paul Karras, in his essay on the origin of the mind, gives a prominent place to feeling in a theory that clearly shows the mark of Comte's system. I can share with you and encourage you to consider that positivism is the heartbeat that's running the global situation. Not communism, not socialism, not Fabian socialism, not capitalism. We are in the positive stage of human development, and the globalist would just as soon you're not aware of it. The larger significance of Comte's preoccupations in the course with the foundation and nature of human knowledge as well as its proper domain can be found in his conviction that social and political anarchy resulted from the freedom and liberty that men arrogated to themselves, both in thought and action. So much similar their choice of words there, August. There's an all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law. That in the rise of statism, the state is arrogated unto itself. All of the natural law returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. Why? Because August Comte felt, in his conviction, that social and political anarchy resulted from the freedom and liberty that men arrogated or took to themselves, both in thought and in action. Man mistakenly holds himself to be the center of the universe, quote, whereas the positive philosophy subordinates the conception of man to that of the external world. The direct study of the universe suggests and develops the great idea of the laws of nature, which is the basis of all positive philosophy and capable of extension to the whole of phenomena, including at last those of man and society. Man, therefore, must investigate these laws ruling nature, man, and society, and subject his ideas, will, and action to them. A whole other avenue of thinking. Stuff that's occupied my mind for nearly 10 years. Again, man, therefore, must investigate these laws ruling nature, man, and society, and subject his ideas, will, and action to them. It is the positive sciences that inquire into these laws of phenomena. And, of course, phenomenology came on the scene at this time. And it is the positive philosophy that systemizes further these general facts discovered by the positive sciences and formulates the positive method employed in this process of inquiry. Well, that's enough inquiry for today. We'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah!
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.